All right, boys and girls, we're going to get started here in a few minutes. I appreciate you guys bearing with us on the whole Wisconsin time thing, as I'm sure you've heard by now, daylight savings time, et cetera, et cetera. I usually do firesides. I always do firesides at 2 p.m. my local time, and that's now, and we just had the fireside timing shakeup, blah, blah, blah. I have some more coffee, have some more weed, and we will get started when the numbers stabilize. I am in a freestyle this fireside, guys. I've got a couple of notes, but events have taken place that sort of have been just a complete surprise to me, and we will be going through that. I thought I was going to be getting a bunch of work done in the last few days on my furniture business, but instead, thousands of people have turned up to riot in the streets of Jeddah, so it's been a little bit different than what I expected. All right. The first thing that I want everybody to take away from all this nonsense is don't panic until I tell you to panic. CZB has come over the top with a series of extraordinarily dumb changes in a history of making extraordinarily dumb changes because essentially everything that this Rattati guy has been touching apparently turns to shit. And that has consistently been the case. We have been good boys and girls. We have waited quietly while getting promised that surely soon they will learn what the fuck they're talking about. And eventually, you know, there's just no options besides taking to the streets. Because of that, and because of the unprecedented turnout, I did not expect that many people would be rioting. I did not expect that we would be here a second day in Jeddah. I encourage all of you to keep shooting the monument and to continue doing it for as long as you feel like. From a tactical perspective, I think that the weekends are our best time for protests. And also, we're going to have to see what CCB does in reaction to all of this now that they are getting relentlessly shat on from all sides. I want people to understand, I've said this before, and I'm going to keep repeating it because there's a lot of people like Vili and Matterall who have turned up today. They were not around yesterday, but Vili and Matterall are here today to tell everyone that really they should pipe down and find a way to lick Rattati's boots. I'm glad that they're there. I'm glad that we do have the bootlickers out there because I think that that sort of shows us, morally speaking, that we're on the right path. When the situation is so bad that you have the CEO of Dreddit, and these are we're flying next to Captain. I had to fucking tweet a nice thing. I had to tweet a nice thing about Captain fucking Soban. Me, Captain Soban, my Twitter saying nice things. Some of you are out there right now flying next to Test and Horde people shooting this fucking monument. And so it's nice to see the day after we have Matterall and Vili popping up to tell us that we're all wrong and should instead be on our knees licking boots, which is what their comfort zones are. So that's great. None of this was anticipated. I did not expect any of this to happen at the scale and level which it has. So that means, well, we keep at it. And we see where it takes us. So what does that mean in terms of planning? I don't want anybody freaking out about any of the specifics on this patch. I want people to remember the protest is not about just the patch. The protest is about all of the shit that the Rattati administration has been promising and then not delivering. Like I said on the Meta show, I can't tell whether it's a combination of incompetence, malice, negligence, or whatever. But ultimately speaking, I think that they just put a, you know, a fucking FPS guy in charge of a very complicated sandbox game. And most of what I see in these patch notes is just a lack of understanding about how the video game itself is actually played. And that's coming from me, who can barely operate a saber. These things do take time. I don't expect that suddenly there's going to be a major change from CCP overnight. But I also do think that every single part of that patch is now in question. So we're not going to be like making big plans until the dust settles and people stop attempting to you know, chuck flaming balls of shit at CCP. So I do want to take, you know, I'm not going to immediately go into questions about this, but I want people to start putting their queries about this process into Elysium. I've talked to people about this in the protest channels in the last couple of days, but basically the idea is we get attention, we highlight the fact that CCP is trying to put NFTs, which I think Cryo gets the best fucking prize for his line about You know, I never had to pay attention to what the NFT was. I don't know. Like for me, Tezos sounds like a particularly greedy form of STD. You know, there's Tezos wallets in the Alliance tournament. There's Never Felt a Titties out there that they want us to do. At the same time, they're telling us they're fixing scarcity while fucking us. Whatever, all the grievances go here. Shoot the fucking monument. Protests in a vacuum never accomplish anything. There's always going to be somebody who is a smarty that pops up and goes, well, by the way, a protest in a vacuum never accomplishes anything. And we're entirely aware of this. This is, unfortunately, not our first rodeo. We've had to do this a decade ago, and time is a flat circle. Just after a great hell war, I guess it's time for Jeter riots again. Pretty much right on schedule. I am going to be curious to see how CCP reacts to the wave of bad press that has come by. I am also going to be curious to see if they want to make any more amateur hour mistakes, like devs trying to publicly quibble about how many people in their online video game are protesting and using the metric of, well, the players are protesting, but our code breaks the local chat, so they think there's a lot of people there, but there's really not, and you shouldn't pay attention to the protest as a result. It's just some amateur hour napalm on a gasoline fire dumbassery. What happens if they say tough luck, deal with it, and don't change it? We'll see. My God, I want to give Picano credit for that. That was just an incredibly impressive bingo bait right there. Like he fucking knocked that one out of the park. Just look at that. That's beautiful. So for those of you that weren't aware of the Tezos wallet, you see, one of the things about this controversy is we have essentially had to have, I don't want to get all 60s about this because I'm actually not that much of a boomer, but I'm almost that much of a boomer now, have basically fucking teach-ins. Like on the fucking Meta show, it's like, okay, guys, well, before we can tell you why you should be angry, we're going to have Angry Mustache and Kazanier get up here and show you all the nuances. Because what's been happening is that CCP thinks either they're feeding us a line of bullshit, or they honestly think that these were good changes, and they honestly thought, because they don't understand the game well enough, that this was good stuff, and they were surprised when people were angry. Because we have to dig into the patch notes, and we also have to talk about not just this patch, but the fact that they promised all of these other things that they have not delivered upon. And one of those things that we have to teach people about, if you haven't been paying attention, is there's a cross-promotion with apparently some crypto NFT blockchain Snapple metaverse, you know, just stack all the fucking buzzwords together. And if you go look at the top of Reddit, you will see in the Alliance tournament announcement something called a Tezos wallet. And if you link your Eve account with Tezos, the Tezos wallet, you can get some Tezos coins for your Never Felt a Titties. Having felt titties before, I don't really understand the appeal, but you know, what can you do? So, yeah, there's a lot of dumbass bullshit in there, and there's a lot of different reasons why people were rioting and blah, 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 blah. I wish I was kidding about the Tezos wallet thing. It's just like, every time you dig a little deeper, it's always worse and dumber than you could have expected, guys. Now, everybody has reasonable suggestions about escalation pathways and stuff like that. What could we do next? What's the next step, etc. Thankfully, like I said before, guys, we have done the song and dance routine before. This is not our first situation dealing with a Grayscale, a Rattati, a $1,000 designer jeans, what do you mean? You know, why don't you want NFTs? Why don't you want monocles? You know, just the same sort of stuff. This is the kind of thing that happens. I want to let you guys know that our CSMs have been fighting a rearguard action against this stupidity ever since the Rattati administration came on board. It is, you know, they are under NDA. And one of the reasons why after a certain point riots do break out is that if they just repeatedly ignore the CSM, or only half listen to the CSM, then the CSM gets shit flown at them. Everybody's like, oh, girl, the CSM. And it becomes obvious that they are just being used as a flak magnet to protect these thin-skinned idiots that are afraid of asking the players what they actually want and then implementing it, at which point we take to the streets, which we have done. So I want people to expect, I expect that people will be shooting the monument. Today is great. We want to have more of that today. I think that Saturday and Sunday are the best days for this kind of protest. And we will take it day by day. I think we are looking forward from CCP walking back some of this bullshit and also maybe being an adult company. I don't think that's necessarily going to happen yet. But also, as part of the, hey, Free Square bingo, guys, Free Square, future plans. future plans. Oh, we're not running this protest. We are not leading this protest. We said would be at a certain time, people would turn up, and the entire fucking galaxy kind of did. And Jita has been in heavy tie-dye for a couple days now. So, we are not going to be sending pings on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday about this. What we really want to do is, from an organizational perspective, from our side, I think that the most value for these protests is on Saturdays and Sundays in prime time, right? And I do encourage everybody to get out there and orbit the monument and shoot it with your protest alts or whatever you got going on. And it's great. I really can't complain. All right. Various jokes about Vili. He's also a desperate little bitch who wants attention. So I'm not so sure that I want to get into that, but I'll probably throw some fuck Vili riffs in there. Let me take some questions, guys. Like, this is a very sort of disruptive time. I just want to make sure that people understand where we are, what we're doing, where things are going. I've got a little thing about Pappy's Gonna Pappy that we didn't get to on the meta show because of all this fucking CCB nonsense. Let me make a note of that so I don't forget it. Don Ray is asking for a reminder to join Locust Fleet. Check that out, guys. And also make sure to reach out to the SIG leaders for approval. For those of us, you know, we have a lot of mining to do. I don't think that CCB is going to be allowed to fuck it up as badly as they're talking about. We will see where it goes, but join that Locust SIG, please. What should we do with our roar calls? Like I said, do not panic until we tell you to panic. One of the things I want you guys to do is to not run around and, you know, none of this like skill extractor nonsense, none of it. Just sit, do your thing as normal. We will see as the days come by what reaction CCB will have to the entire player base rising up in rebellion against them. And as a result, it would be sort of silly to say, do this or do that. What I want you to do instead is continue as normal, help with the protest if you feel like helping with the protest, but don't make any sudden moves as far as it goes with, like, you know, your skill training or anything or that until we tell you to, right? Like, once the dust settles and our financiers have figured out what the optimal path is, we will communicate that. So basically, wait for orders as far as that's concerned. And that's sort of the answer to the question as well that Kohai is asking, which is what sort of economic and mining relating policy changes might we be looking into as it relates to the patch. Our finance guys are actually analyzing all of the stuff. We are not just going to assume that it will randomly be changed or something. We always look for worst case scenarios. And so we are running the math on all of it. But basically the point is that until this actually stabilizes, you don't necessarily need to worry about it, except for being angry at CCB that they're even trying this shit. All righty, let's see what else we got. I want to talk about the Pappy's Gonna Pappy. Earlier in the week, before riots, before this dumbass patch, before Vili and Matterall decided to get out there and publicly swing for Rattati and his ilk, we had a Fortizar defense. The first one didn't go too well. We only got notice about the fact that there was a Fortizar to defend sort of the last minute. And whenever we do not prep appropriately for ops, stuff happens. Now, of course, if you don't get notice in time, that's what happens. We went out there, we had a little whelp. And then a couple days later, there was another Fortizar timer. And we were prepared because we knew about it and we prepped for it and we planned for it. And what did the bad guys do? What did the bad guys do? I've seen so many comments before these riots kicked off about, like, oh, well, you know, you can stay Pappy. There's no more Legacy Coalition. There's no more Pappy. I had this whole lovely fireside rant comparing all those fucks to Mark Zuckerberg and calling them meta pappies. I was really proud of the meta pappies because they love telling us how they ain't pappies and they're trying to rebrand just like Zuck and it ain't gonna work. And what I do enjoy is the having a very short interval between me saying the bad guys are this, really, don't believe their lies, and them providing evidence of it. Because the moment that we had a little whelp out there, suddenly, Pro God Legend. Suddenly, Zero Musky. Suddenly, the PL Jackdaw FC. Suddenly, all these dumb motherfuckers who've been loudly telling us that they're not pappies, they thought that they had another easy feat on their hands. We had a little whelp. And if somebody can link this battle report, please, in Elysium, I want to rub it in everybody's faces, or actually rub it in our enemies' faces and let you guys be proud of this. We kicked their asses, I think it was something like 77 billion to 16. But the main thing was not so much just that we kicked their asses, which was great. The main thing is, look to see who your enemies are. Remember that your enemies are still out. Like, just fucking look at them. Just fucking look at that battle report. Tell me what you see. You see Pappy, Metapappy, whatever the fuck excuses they want to make. Oh, gee, people are protesting. Suddenly, Matterall and Villy are out here today telling everybody what they need to be doing. It's almost as if they're all still trying to ruin us and lying about it and saying that they're not all going to be the same fucking shit that they have been for the last year and a half. I just want you guys to know, when we're up here doing the peacetime song and dance, it's not really peacetime because these people, given the slightest opportunity, if you have even a tiny little whelp out there, not saying that we don't whelp, right? It's fucking Goonswarm. It's the Imperium. Our dicks don't shrink just because we whelp. But all those bitches are going to come back, just like they did. So be ready. This is what I want to be talking about. I want to be rubbing the humiliating failures of our morally crippled foes in their faces, rather than talking about CCP Rattati. So if anybody CCP that's listening to this recording or whatever, fix your shit so I can go back to talking smack about the people that I want to be talking smack about. Thank you. Jesus. Clearly there is a monitor gap as well. Pretty much the only people that have actually left Pappy are Brave, and that's only because Brave has been run into the ground by Sharded Armor, who I guess is Pappy Snowden now. Maybe Matterall being back means that I'll be Pappy Snowden again. I don't know. It's sort of like a little crown we're passing around. It's hard to keep track of. So essentially, if you're wondering what's going on in this video game besides the riots, right? If you're sitting around looking around like, gee, what do I do with my roar crawls? What do I deal with this? What do I do with that? I want to rub the Pappy thing in everybody's faces because I want you to remember that despite all the stupid crap happening with CCP, you still have thousands of enemies that are actively seeking to tear you and your friends apart and are being pieces of shit. And they're right there, and even if you forget about them, they have not forgotten. I will not forget about them, and I'm very interested to see where this is going to go. But never, ever, ever let them try to act like they ain't Pappy. You see a Pappy saying they ain't Pappy, you link them to that battle report and tell them to eat shit. All right, let's see what else we got. Oh, I do have one little rant. I saw a thing involving, like, Fight and Kill or whatever. It's kind of funny. I'm like searching for like old drama because I'd rather talk about old drama rather than this CCP nonsense, but it is what it is. One thing that came from that, you don't need to know all the details, but some idiot popped up. They turned out to be super high conflict, so they got kicked out of the corp, and I blacklisted them in the aftermath personally because when I see somebody who is a drama whore, I know what's up. But through that controversy, there is, you know, the usual puff, hue, and cry of, gosh, the Mitanni is so evil, how dare he, this wonderful person, blah, blah, blah. And the line from that thread initially was, the Imperium is a family, something or other, more than a coalition, blah, blah, blah. What I want you guys to understand is that this is a tribe. It's not a family. Some people will say it's a family as like, oh, like they think that's a good thing. But if you've ever worked at a company that says, we're not like a business, we're like a family, that's one of the biggest fucking red flags. The difference between a family and a tribe is that in many situations, the we run this like a family groups exist to clean up the messes of the toxic people within their organization and not actually deal with the fucksticks. And in a tribe, what differentiates a tribe, I would say, is that we actually do have things like decisions for getting rid of fucksticks or having a judiciary or having any kind of a system or a process to decide who is in the tribe and who is out of the tribe. And that is very important. So one of the reasons that, you know, it's kind of like a sociology nerd thing, but it's important to me as the guy that runs it in this direction. I want you guys to understand the difference between we run it like a tribe in space versus running it like a family. We do not say the Imperium is family. We do not say that Goons was a family. It's a fucking space tribe. The family stuff is like weird puppy red flag shit. Don't be like that. Alrighty. So the various other things. Let me see. It has been a wild week. There's actually been just a ton of stupid ass drama on pretty much every front. Space Friends works. Space Tribe works. Space Frat works, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a frat boy, but we have a bunch of people who know that world. Whatever you want to say. Space Mafia, I'll take that too. All right. Did everybody get their bingos? Did we manage to, did anybody actually manage to, Kleisos brings up something that I do want to clarify. That raid and kill, fight and kill guy had nothing to do. Like, this is okay. So, first of all, one of the oldest rules of Goon's Farm is the last thing that you want is for me to have to intervene in any kind of PvE related thing, because I'll just turn in and I'll start shooting people and there will be collateral damage. But I've always made that very clearly demarcated for all to see. This is a well understood thing. But I do want to, clear Crabstorm's name here. At the time when I was high as balls and raging out on that nerd, I implied that he was part of Crabstorm. That guy actually got kicked out of Crabstorm. He got kicked out of like every other corp and organization he has been in. That dude should not be affiliated or understood with that. So you guys in Crabstorm, you're cool. You don't have to worry about me affiliating that fucking nerd who's out in airlock now with you. It's all good, baby. Hopefully I never have to think about this again, and it will be best for everyone if I never have to think about this again. Thank you. Can we get an organized expedition to other asset safety places? Man, we've been distracted by all this other bullshit the last couple of weeks. I don't know if I've had an asset safety op in a hot minute. I will make an inquiry upstairs. What assets, actually, anybody who still wants asset safety stuff, if you need ops, could you put the systems you're looking for in Elysium? I want to just get a rough spit take of how many people want either like an Armalan or a Gehi or whatever. You put the place you want us to try to get an op going to, so you can get a rough idea. I do want to clarify, while people are putting the things in there, again, it's a super bad look if you purge somebody for saying anything and ask a director, right? Ask a director, we did not shoot that guy because of ask a director. We shot that guy because upon further investigation, it turned out he was a complete high drama piece of shit, and that was that. Looks like Ermalin. Wonderful. All right, so I'm letting the FCs know and the directors know that we would like to get an asset safety op going. Yeah, I'm not used to being in a scenario. Normally speaking, the way it works is if we have to get rid of somebody, I'll be like, okay, well, gotta deal with this. And then, you know, corp CEOs and directors, reasonably speaking, will want to know why. Now, sometimes we can't give them details when it comes to like a counterintelligence purge. Like if we find somebody's a spy, it's like, sorry, it's spy stuff. This guy's got to go. But what I really didn't expect was going like, no, I was just yelling at him. I was just be like being funny, microdosing. Hey, guys, ha ha ha, don't do this. Look, I'm going to blow up and look silly on Reddit and it's going to be fun. You know, smack him on the nose with a newspaper. It's going to be fine. I did not expect to have to fucking argue with corp leadership about how actually they're fighting to get rid of him immediately. Oh, this is bad. This is bad. So that's how that ended. But it wasn't because of asking questions, even if I might like be funny and like be all or whatever. I like don't want to, you know, the chilling effect is what I was concerned about. So I do want to address that here for you guys. I literally had to fight with ASCII leadership and I'm like, Cord is recruiting, one of the most important jobs in this organization. There are many important jobs. Cord is something that calls to interesting people, I've always found. I love it myself. I've done it for many years off and on, and I've been delighted to see the way that the core team has been doing their thing. Please do join if you make the cut. All right, thank you guys for the asset safety updates. I do appreciate that. Our fleet commander core types will take that into account, and we will try to get that involved. John Hartley and Red Notice required viewing. I was wondering this. I actually tried watching Red Notice last night because it seems like a perfect, like, you know, Ryan, like, just put Ryan Reynolds and The Rock on TV and, you know, I'll be mildly amused. It was a terrible, terrible, terrible film, but I thought it was hilarious that the main character run around being Agent John Hartley. It was fucking hysterical. All right, let me see if we got anything else here. Is GSOL recruiting? I don't know. A GSOLer might be able to tell you. GSOL rarely recruits openly. That's not really how they usually do their thing, but who am I to tell them what to do? All right. You want me to say Vili eat my ass? I don't think he deserves to be down there. I think he's lost eating my ass privileges. I don't let little dick bitches near there. You know what? Here's the thing. It's one thing to be a CSM representative. It's another thing to be an enemy of ours that howled for our extermination. You know, but in terms of the lowest of the low, just the absolute worst possible credibility. At a time where the entire player base has surprised each other by uniting to riot in Jita during primetime on this weekend, being a lickspittle, being a bootlicker, going like, gosh, I'm like a CSM rep and I'm Mr. Fourth Place. And you know what? I want to team up with Matterall, who is the gold ammo CCB can do nothing wrong bootlicker, and I want to lick some boots too publicly. Like, you know, I can understand hating goons. I can understand being a little dick bitch who wanted to try to prove himself by defeating us in front of everyone and on Polygon and da-da-da-da-da. But honestly, I did not foresee that he would decide to just attach himself to Rattati's balls and boots like that. That is really just low. But that's the nature of our enemies, and that's what we're fighting against, guys. At the end of the day, always look at the actions. When people show you who they are, pay attention. Yeah. All right, I think that is essentially it for now. I want to thank everybody for coming. I want to encourage you guys to shoot the monument for as long as you can today. Get out there. This is a thing that only happens once a decade. It's Jita Riots 2.0. And we will see what sort of idiocy comes down the pipe next. Keep on keeping on. We will be back here next week. Thank you very much.